More than 100 sex workers came to the state capitol in Albany yesterday to lobby for two bills that they say would help keep them safe and end some stigma associated with their jobs. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
The workers, joined by lawmakers who backed the bills, told stories of what led them to the work. Jessica Raven, a mother and community organizer with the group Decrim New York, is a former sex worker. She says she needed to earn money to survive when she became homeless at age 15 after being sexually assaulted in the foster care system.
I am a survivor of violence and a survivor of homelessness who traded sex to meet my needs. National and local data shows that I am not alone in these experiences. At least 500,000, as many as 1.8 million youth between the ages of 12 and 17 are experiencing homelessness at any given moment in the United States.
Kate Zen is with the group Red Canary Song. It advocates for the labor rights of immigrant massage parlor workers in Queens. Zen is a second-generation sex worker who worked to help pay her way through college at Columbia University. But she says when she naively agreed to cross state lines with a client she met on the internet, she was attacked.
I was beat up, had all my wages and personal property stolen by this person, and was forced to do sex work without a condom. Afterwards, when I reported the incident to a police officer, he told me that since I was engaging in illegal activity, I may not look sympathetic as a victim, even though I had been physically assaulted, robbed, and raped by someone who could legally be defined as my trafficker.
The bills would help to partially end the stigma and legal peril associated with sex work by ending the crime of loitering for purposes of prostitution. The sex workers say it is misused by law enforcement. They say it's a device to profile or stereotype certain types of people, like young Asian women and transgender people, including what they call the crime of walking while trans. Another bill would expunge the criminal records for victims of sex trafficking. Assembly sponsor and Health Committee Chair Richard Gottfried says the measures are common sense steps to improve safety for the workers.
You would think we would have learned a lesson back with Prohibition, but apparently this is a lesson we have to keep learning.
Advocates say while they'd like to see complete decriminalization, the two measures are a good start. Assemblymember Yulee Nu got emotional when she recounted stories she'd heard from women who are sex workers in her district on the Lower East Side. She says the laws are antiquated and criminalizing the wrong people.
We have to fight for the folks who are going through these things because of the circumstances that our laws put them in. So we need to make sure to change the law. We need to make it so that folks can walk down the street without being targeted.
Afterward, Nu says she still needs to convince some more Democrats in the Assembly to back the bill, and she says she hopes to bring it up in the private Democratic conference meetings in the next few weeks.
Silence is more harmful than talking right now.
Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, speaking one day before the press conference, says he has not heard much discussion about the issue.
It's a conversation that needs a lot of thought. I personally haven't thought too much about it. It hasn't really come up in conference, so I'm not quite sure.
The measures also need more backers in the Senate in order for them to come to the floor for a vote. And the sponsors say they are encouraged and are working on getting more supporters. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.